Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark, chapter 16, verses 9 through 13, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Mark, the 16th chapter. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After these things he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Life should be uneclipsed by dread and doubt. A bright sun is risen and shining so brightly that it clears away all the clouds and the rains. This is what breaks forth in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We sing hymns that talk like this because it's true. We do not always feel that it is true of ourselves. I see no sun shining today. Our age may actually prefer clouds to sunlight. In the twilight, all cats are gray. And so our shows and our stories have picked up that trend of exploring anti-heroes. Here we are in the week of Doubting Thomas, or at least that's how I was raised to call him. Not anymore. Now he's no longer a cautionary tale. He is praised as a hero of reasonable faith. He's the one who's questing for certainty. He reveals that there is goodness in remaining a questioning person forever. So also, Judas Iscariot is experiencing a renaissance. He is becoming the patron saint of misfits or of direct opponents to God, strange as that sounds. Now, we Christians do not oppose the universality of God's grace, the deep, astonishing unreservedness of our Lord, who, while we were yet sinners, died for us. That's true. Amen. We cannot help but observe, however, how quickly the objects of God's grace, of his mercy, then become the subjects of our interest. And we need to hear again that there is nothing, nothing in doubt and in betrayal that are worthy of our imitation, dear friends. Let the sun shine. Let the sun reveal what is black and what is white, even if indeed we are a mixed bag on this side of glory. St. Mark's first brief epilogue here shows that doubt and unbelief do and can persist, sometimes after they should. It is a catalog of the stories that we know very well and in detail from all the other Gospels. Mary Magdalene, unable at first to see that Jesus was speaking to her right there in the garden. The two of those men walking on the road to Emmaus, not perceiving that the one that they had hoped would be the person to redeem Israel was the one who was walking with them right there. And yes, that gloomy upper room, gray with a mixture of fears and shame and tears and paralysis. What underlines all of it is unbelief, refusal to believe, faithlessness. To say so is black and white. It's also what the scriptures say. To question whether Thomas has believed because he saw, and then to go on and point out that blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. This points us in that direction, Jesus tells us. Or to say, how foolish, how slow of heart you are to believe not the scriptures. That burns disciples a bit. It chides them when Jesus says it. to point out he is risen. He's going before you to Galilee, just as he said. It's absolutely for Jesus and the angels to say, I told you so. You should know better. Doubt and unbelief, then, are not good. And they do pervade everything. I know it. If you find that you are a gray cat, don't slink off and content yourself to stay in the twilight. Even I believe, help my unbelief, is more precise than that, isn't it? Better than I am a sinner and I am a saint, fine, is to say, as Paul does, what a wretched man I am. Who will save me? Thanks be to God, Jesus Christ will save me. He gives us the victory. You see, the Son exposes every sin and every lie that darkens our hearts. Whether you feel like you have control over the darkness or not. But it is the very same Lord who does that, who shows to you his wounds, who comes into the upper room, locked doors or not, who casts out not seven demons, but seven times seven demons and more. Yes, the one whose grace is universal, whose atonement is for everyone, whose kindness is always undeserved. To resist his clarity would be to remain in the dark, finally, and to be eclipsed by the grave and its stone. But I ask you, dear Christians, what are you afraid of? If Christ dies for sinners, if this is the just one who justifies the ungodly, if he who knew no sin became sin for us. We do not honor the saints for their weaknesses and their sins, but we do draw strength from seeing how Christ shows undeserved grace to them and indeed to you and to me also. Be no longer faithless, but believing. See, he told you everything, and he tells you again. This happens by God's word that is brought to bear on us again and again. It happens when his Spirit is working in his word as always, through it, in our minds, in our repeated hearing of that word, in answering the questions that we have, in challenging, painfully so, and even correcting us, often in leaving us quite unsettled with all of this grayness, which does and continues to persist, but yet to remain unsettled is not the same thing, not at all, as making a false peace between light and darkness. That, perhaps, is what we might find strangely encouraging by the gospel's discouraging parade of Easter unbelief today. The sun sometimes rises gradually. Not all conversions are in a sudden blast of light on a path to Damascus. Our Lord was frustrated by all of this deep unbelief among his disciples. But thanks be to God, he was not impatient. As Peter himself says, the Lord is not slow about his promises. I mean, it should be enough, shouldn't it? It always was enough. It is just as he said, who could doubt it? Somehow, we do. And yet, he is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, not wishing that any should remain in the gloomy twilight, but that all should reach repentance and to be brought into his kindness and resurrection. Therefore, dear friends, learn to sing Lutheran hymns like we sang today. Learn to sing them and to recognize why we sing them. Understand that sometimes when we sing something like, my heart is free from care, no trouble troubles me, misfortune now is play, night is bright as day, and you find that that really doesn't seem to be the whole story for me right now, you are confessing against yourself, against your flesh, against your foolishness. We are exposing ourselves But what we're exposing ourselves to is the truth, the sunlight, the reality of the resurrection. I mean, honestly, are you so foolish as to think that the sun is not shining? Are you so foolish to think that your Lord is not risen from the dead? Well, and slowly, now, but fully at the last day, our joy will show it. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.